It is 6th of April. We are currently in a village in the south of Ukraine, which was under Russian occupation for several months. The Russians were unable to maintain control over this village, in part because they encountered categorical opposition to the occupation from the local residents. The locals hid their food supplies from the invaders, gave them poisoned vodka, refused to cooperate with them, and even attacked them at night. The Russians simply did not know what to do. They tried to influence people with propaganda. But, like on the battlefield, they suffered a crushing defeat here. Russian propaganda is just as cruel, senseless, and disconnected from reality as all the other components of Russian aggression. The Russians tried to convince the residents of the Ukrainian village that they would live better and richer under Russian occupation. But the problem is that most of the occupying soldiers didn't even have a tenth of what the local peasants possessed. The majority of the soldiers were from the places where the toilet is located outside, and they had only seen a bathroom on TV. In the Ukrainian village, all these things are commonplace. So imagine how ridiculous it looked. The Russians were telling people that they would live better and richer with them, but they themselves did not live anywhere near as well as the Ukrainian peasants. And they even asked to be allowed to see the bathroom. Another point of Russian propaganda was ownership of a car. Perhaps on all territories occupied by Russians, they explained to the locals that life in Russia is so good that everyone could afford to buy a car. I don't really understand who this propaganda was aimed at. In Ukraine, almost everyone can already afford to buy a car. There are always plenty of cheap used cars available. But in this village, this point of propaganda looked particularly ridiculous. The thing is, cars, even if not new, are found in every yard here. And there are also trucks, combined harvesters and tractors. One of the farmers even has a Maserati, a real Italian sports car. What was the owner of the Maserati supposed to feel when the Russians told him that cooperating with the occupiers is profitable and that he would even be able to buy himself a Lada someday? As I have already said, the propaganda work of Russians has completely failed, and it could not have been any other way. There is a huge gap between the Russia that propaganda portrays and the one that actually exists. Moreover, this propaganda is blatantly schizophrenic, portraying Ukrainians as both Nazi-like, unsympathetic maniacs and at the same time brothers and sisters, part of one big Russian nation. The perception of Ukraine among those responsible for propaganda in Russia is built on jokes, old Soviet films and some pseudo-historical tales, on anything but facts. And these facts are not comforting for Russians. No one in Ukraine wants to be under Moscow's rule. People are willing to die and kill, but not to submit to an occupier, no matter what golden promises that occupier might make.